Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, 7 after the hour, you have awakened, perhaps, or you have found whether you had a good night's sleep or a good nap, or you've been working and working and working, and you need a respite from all of that. So here we have going to the highest bidder as much time as possible on the DJV show. Yeah, we'll give it all to charity. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kushner. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of Biden this and Biden that. A little Biden here, a little Biden there, a little bit. Everybody, well, so let's do we all expected, we all hear the hyperbole about, oh, by July 4th, we're going to have 70% of the country all vaccinated, shot up, but apparently that is not going to be the case. But so what? I take this, there is a kind of an encouragement on his part to get people to get vaccinated, and so we don't quite meet the goal. Why is that a big deal? The guy's
well, because it was one of his major initiatives.
I get that, but you know what?
Well, anyone's going to use it as a shot, at, no pun intended, to take at him, but, you know.
I have a lot of things to take shots at him for. That's not one of them. Because I feel like it was dumb to, it's dumb to make promises about people's health. There are things that you can do as president, and then there are things that you can't do as president.
Yeah.
One of them is to force, well, hopefully, one of them is to force people into some sort of medical treatment. So, yeah, I think he made the promise and he wanted to do all that. I don't know if that was the right move. You could talk about that. But is it his fault if people aren't getting vaccinated?
No.
Maybe. The only thing I could be critical of is early on, I think there – well, two things. Early on – there's been so much flip-flopping and so much back and forth and so much stupidity about the masks. If he had just said, you know what, you can burn the mask in a trash can once you get vaccinated, I think there would have been a lot more people who would have just trusted the process and they would have just done it. Because I think that would have been somebody going, gosh, I could get back to normal. So I think there was a bungling of that message, and I'm not sure why they did it that way. The other thing is for people like me who've had it, I think there's a complete lack of information for people who, or there's a lot of different, how about this? There's a lot of information that cancels itself out for people who have had it when it comes to natural immunity and whether or not we should get the vaccine or whether it's going to make people sick when they get the vaccine. I think
there's so much unknown.
Criticisms. Well, there is, but everybody likes to still, I mean, there's surveys now out all the time that says natural immunity is 99.4% effective. Okay. So then do we need to get vaccines? I know everybody wants to push to get the vaccine because we want to reach some number, but what about those people who are kind of like cruising in the middle that want information about how to protect themselves? So I would say those two things could have been done differently with the messaging, but you can't. We don't live in a country where you can control the type of vaccines and the type of medication people take.
Agreed. All right, so on other elements or other items, apparently the infrastructure talks, the trying to find a middle ground hasn't worked.
This is actually a weird story.
How so?
So Biden said, and this was something that he promised. He wanted to get things done. He and Mayor Pete, his administration, was saying that they wanted to get the infrastructure bill done by Memorial Day. Now, everybody was saying, well, why the push? This is a lot of money. This is something where you could get bipartisan support. So he took a step back, and he brought in some Republicans. And Senator Capito was the one who was leading the negotiations for Republicans. And apparently the story yesterday was that the negotiations broke down. So you kind of think, okay, well, maybe they just couldn't come to any sort of agreement. Well, no. They broke down because Senator Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona, who's the Democrat, but kind of is like the one who's like Joe Manchin, holding up the filibuster. She's found herself in a more moderate position because of the state that she represents. Apparently, she got together and came up with another, like, idea for infrastructure.
A whole different idea, yeah.
Yeah, along with another Republican senator, and blew out Senator Capito's whole work. And so I was happened to be watching TV yesterday in the afternoon, and Senator Capito's out there, and she is ticked. She's like, everything broke down. I've been representing the Republican Party, and we've been, you know, trying to do X, Y, Z. Biden walks away because now there's this other deal on the table. So that was kind of bizarre that someone, that they would try to, like, go around, I guess, the official negotiations for the party. It was very strange. But, you know, we'll see. I hope that they can come to some kind of bipartisan agreement. I think the idea is that a lot of the parties are disagreeing right now on what infrastructure is. Republicans are seeing it more as traditional infrastructure, and Democrats are seeing it more as like health care and child care and all of these other things that aren't classically defined as infrastructure. So if the reason that Biden's not just going it alone is that the Senate parliamentarian said that he could only push one more piece of spending through as part of reconciliation, so he knows if he does this now, he's done for the end of the year. And clearly he's got plans to spend, and this has got a $2.25 trillion price tag on it, so that's why he's trying to get some support for it.
Wow. That is complicated.
Isn't it kind of interesting, though, the fact that...
Everybody get that?
Well, like this one chick is having this negotiation. She's like, all right, here we go. And then all of a sudden Biden gets up and walks away because there's another deal on the table.
Well, you know.
Well, the report though was that he, after like the talks broke down with her, that he started calling other senators, and the Arizona lady was on that list. But I haven't heard. I read a lot about this yesterday. I haven't heard anything about another deal already on the table.
Yeah,
he was trying.
Well, there's
to start
another
anyone.
Deal that they're working on. It's a group of 20 Democrats and Republicans that Sinema and Rob Portman, they were coming up with something that apparently just had more traction, and so they kind of worked around Capito, which, there you go.
All right, so now the business of trying to bring, there are two stories here with me in terms of how we bring manufacturing back here, or we encourage people to be here, and then the reality of China putting up a fight, if you will, or trying to undercut things that are going on. So the Senate approved a lot of money for semiconductor manufacturing, research, all of that good stuff, so that we can become more competitive with China. Okay, so that's cool. That's good. But here's a practical reality. This is sort of a check on reality. Yesterday, the folks at, you know what Milliken is? Largest manufacturer of cloth in the world. It was either North Carolina, somewhere down there, but the Milliken brand, when it came to cloth for clothing, that sort of thing, has become the number one brand in the world. And they have been making much of what we use in our clothing here, manufactured domestically and elsewhere, from mills that are here in America, in the South for the most part. Yesterday, they announced that they're going to move the production of a lot of things that are used, fabrics that are used like Sherpa. Is that what, that stuff that's on the inside of the jackets and things, you know, that heavy, it's almost like, feels like sheep's wool on the inside of a heavy jacket, that sort of thing. They're moving that, and the production of other things that involve cotton and wool to China. So here we have on one hand, and I think that that's something, we're going to look at our clothing, not to see where it's made, but to see where the cloth comes from. I needed some new work pants for the farm, and I'm looking around online trying to find some pants that aren't made in China. And you find them in Vietnam. And I think to myself, when I was told this last night, I'm thinking to myself, what do we do here? What do we actually, other than we have car manufacturing or assembly plants, we're making airplanes in a couple of different states. So what else are we doing? Think about it.
Our gross national product. We complain.
Yeah. So what is there? This thing is a good start, I think, but it doesn't go as far as it ought to. We need a dramatic, instantaneous change in the way we look at manufacturing, distribution, all that sort of thing. You know, one of the reasons that we find ourselves without a lot of things these days, not just the chips, but there are a lot of things that are just not around. That remember that that ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm.
That apparently bottlenecked so much stuff. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ships that were turned around and sent back to their home port, and they unloaded the ships, and they had to get into the queue again. So there are some things that were, for example, bicycles that are made offshore. There were thousands of containers of bicycles. Right? This is one example that won't show up here until probably December instead of being here when they were supposed to for the season. So a lot of people who are in the bicycle business don't have anything to sell. And so we've been blaming the chip thing for a lot of the slowdown. But that Suez Canal ship has raised, and most people are, you know, I don't even, where is it? I can't find anything.
Didn't
you
they
can't
get
find
a huge
anything.
Fine, like $100 million or something? Weren't they fined? I thought I read it at the time that they were being fined millions
Maybe.
And millions and millions of dollars for that slowdown.
Because but it did certainly disrupt the supply chain. I mean, that was the story. Remember,
right.
You're like, oh, another toilet paper shortage again because they couldn't get all the goods and services through.
Yeah, but it shows you, again, how much stuff is not made here and how it gets shipped all around and what something like that will do to the infrastructure. The economy here is dependent on selling things. Look at the cost of lumber. Have you been to a lumber yard lately to buy? Fortunately, I have a sawmill on the farm, and I just take the, we've got hardwood and softwood, and we just saw it on the sawmill. But for the average person has to go down and buy it at the lumber yard, it's almost twice as much now as it was a month and a half ago. So you got that, the cost of fuel, cost of shipping things. Aye, aye, aye.
The problem, though, with fashion is that this stuff is made in sweatshops. Pretty much everything that Americans wear, I mean, nothing is made in America. And stuff that is made in America, which was essentially Brooks Brothers for the longest time, and then that got moved over to China because the company that bought Brooks Brothers couldn't even stay in business. And the prices went so high before basically they just tapped themselves right out of the market. And then they had to ship everything over to China and other places, mostly China. But, you know, I mean, that's essentially a sweatshop. That's what they're paying. And so when people go into H&M, and I've done this too, I have a bunch of stuff from H&M, it's basically disposable clothing. So when you go in there and you pay $16 for a shirt, well, when you really track between the fabric and then the slave labor, which it's not slave labor, but it's essentially, I mean, it's sweatshop labor, when you really look at how much money H&M makes by selling a $16 shirt, there's no way they could set up shop literally here in America or on, you know, or in the garment district in New York City. They just couldn't afford it. They'd go out of business. So I think the semiconductor thing and the technology, yes, that's huge, and that's the number one most important thing. But there are plenty of other industries that need to be addressed. But until you can, what are we going to pay seven-year-olds to, you know, to make shirts? Until you can really figure out how to bring that cost down, I don't see the fashion industry really changing that much, and that's a multi-billion-dollar industry every year. So I don't know the answer on that, but that's a complicated
whatever
one
it
too.
Is. It isn't good. It isn't good. This is not good. It's 19 past the hour. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Twenty-three after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check in with Jay Kirshner, find out what's trending on the social media front, and to get the update on the Father's Day giveaway. What are you doing? I saw some pretty cute pictures, actually, that will be part of the. It'll be a tough decision this week as to who gets the prize. Could be you. Find out after this.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
All right, so Jay, what's the story? Chance to win that very special Works, W-O-R-X, Father's Day prize package, the circular saw for everybody's shop, and the electric pressure washer that's really a fabulous deal, a good prize package. So how are we getting, how are we doing with the entries? This week we have photos, right?
Yeah, it's a photo contest, and really, all you have to do is post a photo to Facebook, at DJV Show. A winner will be chosen at random, so that's all you have to do to be eligible. If you don't have Facebook, you have Instagram, you want to do it that way, then you can post a photo and just tag us, at DJV Show, so that we can see it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so get those in. Goes until Friday morning, and then we'll announce the winner of the second week. We have 3 weeks of these prizes. Second week winner will be announced next Monday. Meanwhile, in the trending department, is this guy Chris Harrison a dirtbag or what? Or are the people he's working with?
I feel sorry for him. I really do.
Yeah, he's almost guilty by association.
So what's the story? Tell the story.
He defended Rachel Kirkconnell with The Bachelor. He is the host of The Bachelor, or he was the host of The Bachelor, Bachelorette franchises and all of those other things with it. She had... photos had surfaced of her. Was it a sorority party? I can't remember this. It was some kind of party with racist ties. That was like the theme. And
it was like
a
plantation party. I don't even know if it was. I think all the people who were there don't realize that it was racist. It was
like at the time.
A exactly. Gone with the Wind party. And because that was slave times, people think they were glorifying slavery.
And so he was defending her, saying, you know, she's a good person, all this stuff. So he came under fire. And he even came out and acknowledged he shouldn't have defended her. He should have just kept his mouth shut.
Well, however, and going on again about the woke police, I mean, he went way overboard for a woman who's not even, I don't even know why he stuck his neck out for somebody that is, he, you know, barely knows. But, yeah, he should have stayed quiet.
And she herself is not even coming under this much fire.
I know.
As Chris Harrison.
I mean, he just said that somebody's a good person. Like, I don't know, but he went.
But there was the additional things.
Yeah.
So anyway, after 20,
well, I agree with him. I think the woke police need to take a break.
He almost has 20 years of dirt on the franchise, and so he was asking for a really big payout. He wanted $25 million to walk away. He hired a really good lawyer. Sources say he didn't quite get the $25 million, but he is walking away with an eight-figure payout.
All right, so what does a guy like this do now? What is he? He's not in the same case as Tom Bergeron. By the way, did you see the story that he and the lady that were on Dancing with the Stars have a new program in the works? Did you see that?
No, I've been wondering what's up with him. What's he doing?
They're going to do something.
He keeps teasing and announcing.
Yeah, right.
And he hasn't made one?
Well, he hasn't made it. I only saw the tease once. I hope he, do something that's on the same time as Dancing with the Stars on another network and give him the old heave-ho. All right, so anyway, that's the story. A couple of trending items here, 28 after.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden leaves for the United Kingdom on Wednesday, kicking off his first foreign trip as president. The G7 summit starts Friday. Democrats on Tuesday nominated former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe to face Republican Glenn Youngkin in the state's November gubernatorial election. Mr. McAuliffe jumped into the primary in December as the one to beat.
But let me tell you, folks, the road ahead is going to be long. It's going to be tough. The remnants of COVID are going to be with us for a long time. We have to build back a better, stronger Virginia.
Mr. McAuliffe beat four Democrat candidates to win the nomination. Houston Methodist Hospital on Tuesday suspended 178 employees without pay for 14 days for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The Texas Hospital CEO, Mark Boom, said that nearly 25,000 workers had been vaccinated against the virus by Monday's deadline. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden has given up on making the infrastructure bill a bipartisan landmark moment. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kyrsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
In January, NASA extended the mission for its Jupiter-studying Juno spacecraft and gave it a new task, animate Jupiter's largest moon. The flyby Monday isn't just for the pretty pictures, NASA said. They say Juno is studying the moon's composition, ionosphere, magnetosphere, and ice shell, while also providing measurements of the radiation environment that will benefit future missions to the Jovian system. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 34 at the hour. It's Wednesday, the 9th of June. Hi.
Welcome into the DJV program where all the people on the air here have big hearts. They have big heads. That's because they have brains in their heads. And not because they're impressed with themselves.
I think they have good. Head so big?
Your head, well.
It's my brain.
Yeah. I think that sometimes people who do this, who think they're celebrities and have big time and they're very impressed with themselves and their own PR, we are average. Well, we're not average people, but we have an average overview of who we are. I don't think we have any of us have overinflated egos.
You know, I meant that I have a big head. Like, it's hard for me to find cute hats.
Oh. Remember that time we were shopping for hats?
I know, we were talking about ego. Yeah, wasn't that fun? Yeah. We did find a cute hat. You bought it for me, I think.
Yeah, I did buy you a hat.
I still have it. It is a cute hat. Yeah. That was fun.
That's good. All right, so ladies, see if you play your cards right. I'll buy you both hats. Victoria and Jay, someday we'll go shopping for hats. Just imagine.
Nice.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Victoria, yeah, thank you.
It is fun to take Doug to a hat store because, you know, you have to take a lot of cheesy pictures. It's fun.
Right. Jennifer Horn with the cheesy pictures. Victoria Keelan, yeah, great. Jay Kirshner is here. So let's get into this this secret messaging sting, Victoria. The FBI has...
This was a weird story.
Yeah, right?
A lot of weird stuff today. Yeah, that is... You're right about
it's
that.
It's a new episode of whatever show, FBI, or somebody will do this next season.
Yeah, this goes along with... I wonder, actually, if the new Chris Maloney spinoff of SVU, Organized Crime, would pick this from the headlines, because, you know, that's how they do. So, this is certainly, there's a lot of...
By the way, that's the number one new show of the year.
Oh, not surprised.
Of all the new shows that came in, that one. And I think they have, it was the episodic end, because a lot of people don't understand, what's the magic about the end of May? Well, the sweeps, there are three times a year that television networks get rated. The months of November, February, and May. That's why you see a lot of things that start around then or finish. So all of the shows, they call them the season finales, that happen the last Thursday in May is the last day of ratings. So everything was built around that or up to that. I think the only exception to that that I know of is The Blacklist, which of all of the shows, it's in the terms of consistency, is a show that's been around, you know, for a good long time. And every year people say, oh, it's going to get canceled, and it doesn't get canceled because it has such a loyal following. Anyway, so that's just an explanation as to why the shows all end. How did I get onto that? Well, because...
Organized Crime, SVU, Organized Crime, yeah. So in real-life Organized Crime, the FBI unveiled what they called an unprecedented blow to organized crime, saying that agents secretly created a secure messaging system that gangs didn't realize that the FBI was monitoring all this. So these gangs unwittingly used this messaging system to arrange drug deals, order killings
like
of
Facebook.
People. Yeah, criminal Facebook, exactly, and launder money. It's like it's the WhatsApp, but it's for criminals. So, and essentially, law enforcement was able to listen in on all of it. This was called Operation Trojan Shield. It led to police raids in 16 countries. 800 suspects were arrested. 32 tons of drugs were seized, 250 firearms, 55 luxury cars, and more than $148 million in cash and crypto. So the FBI used, they basically got, or they got somebody, a former drug trafficker, who was given a reduced sentence in exchange for, you know, for playing along. That person helped give these new devices, these new phones, out to this whole criminal spider web, essentially. And these criminals were so stupid, they fell for it. They were biker gangs, drug syndicates, I mean, everything, Italian organized crime. I mean, it's crazy, like, the scope of this. And they didn't even use, like, aliases. They used their real names when they were texting. They were like, I mean, it was crazy. Like, when you see what, like, some of the details.
Enter
how...
your social security in for security
right.
number in for, for verification.
Yeah, so no wonder. Yeah. They all got busted. So, and this was, like I said, this was 16 different countries working together with our FBI. And this was considered to be a very big blow.
When this sort of
crime.
Thing comes to the surface, and every once in a while you find these big stings, these big operations, all I can think of is Whitey Bulger, who existed as a criminal because of the FBI. The FBI made him an informant because the agent in charge, a guy named Conley, was afraid that Whitey Bulger was going to kill him, and so he made him his confidential informant. And so while Whitey Bulger went around continuing to kill people that were obstructionists in his organization or to what he wanted to do, he was giving the dirt to the FBI to bump off his competitors. So it was, you know, the whole business about how corrupt many of the agencies are because they're so big and there's too many tentacles in them. And you see that at the CDC. There's one person that says one thing and somebody else says something else, and you don't know who to believe or what's true or what's what because they're too big. And like government
well,
in general is just too
people.
Big.
You know,
yeah.
that's the thing is that the people
Foibles.
Aren't. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You fall victim to however they're thinking, and sometimes it's not always the best way.
Yep. Now, I was.
I don't know if you guys hear, just speaking of stings for a second.
Yeah.
Not to hijack, but it
it's
just outside of California, just outside of Los
hijacked
Angeles.
Hijacked by people who weren't as good as you, so help yourself.
Oh, thanks. Lancaster. I don't know if you guys heard about this story yesterday, but this was insane. I had talked to one of my, and I think we retweeted at the DJV show, one of the representatives out here, Mike Garcia, had said, gosh, you guys need to pay attention to this. There's this big grow facility for marijuana, big illegal grow facility in Lancaster. They're popping up all throughout the desert in like these really rural areas, and it's all run by the drug cartels. Well, yesterday, the LA County Sheriff's Department, Mike Garcia, a whole bunch of others, cleared tons, literally, of illegal marijuana grow locations in the Antelope Valley. Now, the people say, why be so concerned about marijuana? It's legal in the state of California. But this is how the drug cartels make a lot of money. And so this was a huge
blow. Black market.
Yeah. The 70 greenhouses. Picture this. So they had 70 greenhouses on 10 acres. And they had a marijuana crop that was worth $50 million. This is the biggest drug bust in California history. They went through and they had big bulldozers and they were just bulldozing everything. And this was the DEA, the FBI, local law enforcement all came together to get rid of all this stuff. And they, so this was a blow to the cartels because they were just profiting on this stuff. $50 million. Huge.
All right, we were talking about shortages. For those of you who didn't hear the last half hour, talking about the Suez Canal and how many things got plugged up there and what has happened to our supply chain. Starbucks apparently has a shortage of some of the drinks. The very berry hibiscus refreshing. I have no authority here because I never go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. Although there are good things. I've had good sandwiches from Starbucks over the years. But anyway.
Well, it seems like they're out of the tea. It's not even the coffee. That the hibiscus is
so
the tea.
So what's the problem?
The supply chain. It's weird. I've been seeing people, like people in my life, you know, in my like inner circle talking about, you know, I've gone to 3 Starbucks and I can't get any hibiscus tea. And it's weird. And then it's popping up all over social media and, yeah, they're
well,
just.
Then it creates this demand to try to find it because then you're on like a treasure hunt to find it.
So is this...
I don't know. Maybe the girls can speak to this. Jay does all of our social media. I am so tired of these. And I feel bad for the people working at Starbucks now, these influencers who have these very intricate, like, orders so that they can get, like, 4 carbs instead of 50
carbs. It's like a novel of an order?
Yeah.
I don't even understand what you're talking about. What are you
So they'll order a regular drink. So let's just say they'll take, okay, I'm going to have a, you know, a mocha frappuccino. Hold the mocha, double the frappuccino, add 2 scoops of matcha, 1 pump of sugar-free vanilla, 12 pumps of hazelnut. Like, they customize the heck out of their drink. That was
normally with caramel
just,
before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My favorite is, have you guys heard of the
double
bone,
blended,
the bone dry? That's like apparently
that
like Nicole Kidman orders that. It's literally a cup of foam. That's all it is. And they call it a bone dry
Good
latte.
Lord.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, it's a whole, yeah, it's, I feel sorry.
Wake
and you're
me up
right.
When this is all over, when you're broke,
feel,
somebody
well, no,
me up.
But you
this
see
is a huge
labels?
Thing, Doug. This is
it's
like
a huge
thing going
and
on.
And there's like 50
that.
Things.
Yeah.
It's like a
right.
huge recipe thing that they yeah. put out, like, oh my gosh. I can't imagine where
the baristas have got, yeah, the baristas are basically mixologists
just
at
go
this
and
point.
Order off the menu. How about that?
God. Okay. I'm going to have ketchup on my French fries, please. Okay, next. The story of Mike Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R. This is one of the most interesting, and I look at this kid's face and I think of my grandson. I don't know why I think of that, but here's a 12-year-old, 12 years old. He graduated from high school and college last week together at 12 years old.
Wow.
Can you even begin to imagine.
Houser. So what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, right. He did it all online, actually, because of, at least the last year, because of coronavirus. He said it was like we're sitting doing nothing, so might as well take a few extra classes and get some stuff knocked out. So he finished his high school requirements in December and said he focused on his community college work during the spring semester. So he was ready to go. He's going to summer camp now. He wanted to have both the community college and the high school done before he went. Just imagine what's in that kid's brain. I'm looking at a picture of his mother and how.
And he's still young enough to remember things, which is great.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. Megan and I, my daughter and I, were talking about this yesterday because I'm taking Miles to a Jurassic Park. The kids are coming for 2.5 weeks next week, and Miles loves dinosaurs. So I got him a dinosaur spray thing. It's a 7-foot rubber thing. You fill it up with water and air, and it sprays water all over you when you're, you know, in a hot. It's like a backyard thingamabobber. And then I'm going to get him tickets to go to the Jurassic Park exhibition. And Megan said to me, how many tickets are you getting? I said, well, I thought I'd just take it myself. She said, no, you better get one. You better get one for me because the two of you are going to be so scared. So I'm being, maybe I shouldn't take them because I don't want to be scared. And I don't necessarily want to be scared either. But apparently it's been.
I think you'll live. It's for children.
Yeah, but have you seen the pictures of the stuff?
Yeah, it's.
You drive
fake.
Through it.
Really? They're fake dinosaurs. It's not even like you can be like, oh, you know, they're like real dinosaurs.
They're going to jump
like,
at you?
Yeah. I mean, it's they're animatronic dinosaurs that, I don't know. I think it's fine. I think you'll both be fine. He's a little kid. Maybe he'll be a little, maybe he'll hold
your hand.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. He'll talk you down and go, Gramps, yep. It's fake. It's okay.
Okay, well, anyway, that's something that's in the works. So
you're
if I don't
also
make it, if we go,
of your car, so don't
and
worry.
I don't make it back for one day, you'll know where I was. I was eaten, overcome by the dinosaurs. They're having it down at the football stadium, Gillette Stadium. That's what they put them out all over the place. But they're supposed to be the line. You pay $49, and that's for the whole car, and you can go in and you know drive. It takes about an hour or so to do it. It looks like very elaborate stuff. At any rate, so if I don't make it one day next week, you know where I am. I've been eaten by some animatronic dinosaur.
A real live Jurassic Park.
Right.
Listen up, everybody. If you have a low credit score, you know what a problem it is. Keeps you from getting a lot of things that you want and you're really entitled to. New credit cards, cars, jobs, even a new home. That low credit score is causing you to pay higher interest rates than people that have better credit scores. So, some good news on the offing here. You don't have to keep getting denied for credit. You can work around it, turn it around, thanks to the help of the CreditRepair.com folks, the experts at CreditRepair.com. You can call them or go online. Number to talk directly with somebody who's an expert is 800-652-6132. Repair your credit. Improve your score. Remove the inaccurate information. I've got one on mine. You probably do. Everybody's got one. Late payments, charge-offs, that sort of thing, collections. The number to call for a free credit evaluation by a pro is 800-652-6132 or go online, find the connection at creditrepair.com. You'll like it, creditrepair.com. Solutions for a better score so you have a better life. 800-652-6132.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
So, How can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time already again. Seems like we were just here yesterday. Seems like only moments ago, Victoria, when you had two very important items, and now we have two more to share, including what is now, speaking of sharing, on your Amazon Echo. What do we have there that's good for those who have an Amazon Echo?
Well, this is open to interpretation, whether this is good or not. So if you own an Amazon Echo Dot, an Echo Studio, or if you have any of the Ring cameras, which is made by Amazon, Amazon has introduced your device to a new type of network that it calls Sidewalk, which is meant to help extend the range of these low-bandwidth devices. So if your network goes down at home, for example, your Dot can piggyback off of, literally off of your neighbor's Wi-Fi. And so it also makes location devices like Tile more efficient. According to Amazon, Sidewalk will use Bluetooth Low Energy, BLE is what it's called in tech terms, 900 megahertz spectrum and other frequencies to simplify new device setup, extend the low bandwidth working range of devices, and help devices stay online and up to date even if you're outside of your Wi-Fi range at home. So essentially what they're doing, without you knowing, you are now sharing all of your data and your Wi-Fi connection, you're sharing all of that with your neighbors, and you didn't opt into this. So Amazon is doing this. I understand why they're doing it, but to not allow people to opt in is really, I think, is problematic, to say the least. So you're completely connected now. This started on Tuesday. So if you have any of these devices and they're plugged in, as I'm talking to you right now, you are sharing all of this data with your neighbors. So you have to go in. If you don't want to do this, which I don't blame you, I do not use any Amazon Echo or any of these devices because I just, you know, I don't trust them. So
you can go into the Amazon Alexa app, select the More icon at the lower right-hand corner of the screen, go to Settings, and then Account Settings and Amazon Sidewalk, and you can actually turn it off. So it's very simple to opt out of it, but here's the little, you know, the extra thing. You have to go and do it with all of your devices, because a few of the tech reporters who have been working on this have reported that they opted out of the Alexa app, but then when they went to look at the Ring app for their, you know, doorbell cams, they were opted back in again without their permission. So you have to kind of go and make sure that you do it for every device. And this is, I mean, a lot of people have Echo Dots and Amazon, you know, the larger Echoes. They have them all over their homes, like one in every room. So all of those devices are now sharing all of your data with your neighbors. So if you're not really down with that, which I don't blame you, then you might want to opt out of this.
I understand why you say maybe it's not such a great idea. It sounds like a horrible idea, in fact. In a moment, the pipeline ransomware response from the people running the Colonial Pipeline has some interesting things that you can learn from this experience right after this.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
All right, so Victoria, the CEO of the Colonial Pipeline has had what to say about the ransomware attack?
Well, the CEO took a defensive stance during a Senate hearing on Tuesday and basically, you know, defending how they handled this hack. This was the first public remarks that he's made, and it was to Congress. Joseph Blount is his name. He defended what's now been considered to be pretty controversial in terms of paying the ransom. It was 75 Bitcoin. It was worth $4.3 million to DarkSide, which is a Russian criminal hacking group. Hackers were able to gain access to the pipeline's network through an account that was not protected by multi-factor authentication. And so, which is basically like the most basic thing of all corporate cybersecurity, is to have a multi-factor authentication. And so it was just protected by a single password. And this password had been hacked. And so he said, well, it was a complicated password. I want to be clear on that. It wasn't just Colonial 123. But hello, it was still just a single password. So, you know, hopefully going forward, everyone will learn a lesson.
Colonial 123. No, yep. It was Colonial ABC 123. All right, there you go. That's the update. Victoria Keelan.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.